You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, it's your turn to hit it!
Yee-haw!
Nothing like a weekend off to bring your energy back. Actually, we drove down to Detroit to see the Henry Ford Museum.
That's a neat place, eh?
Unbelievable. We were there for 2 days. We had a great time. Took the grandkids. A lot of fun.
It's really neat. You know, when they actually have the assembly line where they were making the Model
yes.
T's. And it's in action, and you can watch it work.
And
it
the real
great.
Cars. The car's the one that Daytona race.
Uh-huh.
The one that won it 50 years ago and the one that won it in 16. They're both over there. They've got a whole history of automobiles. The first Honda Accord to be made in the U.S.
Did you take your smart car down because you hold the record at Cayuga for lap speed in a smart car?
No. I took my other car, and I wasn't supposed to drive, but we drove both ways. But it was a lot of fun. Great hotel, good times. So it was nice to go. So you need a weekend off, you know? It's only 3.5 hours.
You have to say the hotel name because you told me to give me a big discount there?
Actually, the food sucked. Joining us today is Andy Kapatapadapadapadap. I can't pronounce it. So it's Andy K as far as everybody's concerned. And Andy is with, of course, LeaseBusters. And we're going to be talking about some of the stuff that they're offering. We're going to be talking to Nick Coatsworth. He's with the Humberview Group. And we're going to talk about what's called a Yanko Camaro. Those of you that are in the know that Yanko actually built originally Corvair Sprints back in the 60s. Then he moved up to Camaros, and those things are bringing 500, 600. I saw them go for almost close to a million. Something.
Yeah. And actually, this one is in the showroom that they have it there. And maybe Nick can tell us when he comes on the actual color. It's the orange one. From back in the
back
70s.
In the day.
Yeah. And
now, this is not just a sticker model, it's 1,000 horsepower.
1025.
1025 HP. So I wouldn't believe
it. Wow, that's crazy.
And then we're going to go to the auto auction, which is on today. The classic car auction is on at the airport. We're going to have a call in from Terry Lobson, talk about what went on last night. They sold a bunch of stuff yesterday.
Cool.
They're selling today starting at 10 o'clock, which is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be going for a Saturday, which will be long because all the good stuff comes on Saturday. And they actually stage the cars. They stage them so they get more expensive as they move along. And, of course, your calls are welcome. We'll gladly talk to you. We're going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour. And away we go. Steve.
There we go. So, listen, if you are interested in getting into a lease or busting out of a lease, Andy Kapadoukakis wearing a World Series Yankee jersey. Oh, guy's got a pair of mufflers on him for sure. Is in all hours. So, listen, it's a chance for you to give us a call and do that. And if you're a little shy and you've had your coffee and Bailey's and don't want to call in, just get us a hold of us at facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage. We'll take your calls written down and we'll fire them over to Dave, to Al, who's a new grandfather. And Andy Kapadoukakis from LeaseBusters. And by all means, go to their website while we're talking because you'll see some great deals that are going on for the weekend at LeaseBusters.com. So don't go away. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We will be right back after this. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We're live on Facebook, and of course, we're live in studio. And joining us for the full hour, wearing his Yankee World Series jacket with some bloodstains from Justin Verlander from last night, is Andy Kapadoukakis from LeaseBusters.com. Over to you, Dave Redinger.
I can't pronounce his name, so to me, it's just Andy K.
Can't pronounce your name.
LeaseBusters has been around for 29 years, which is
yes,
good
sir.
In any industry. Mm-hmm. Tell us what the concept is.
People getting into leases and people getting out of leases. And right. We provide a marketplace for that.
Reason for getting out of a lease?
Many different reasons. Someone got another grandchild and they need a bigger vehicle
yes.
to transport the grandkids around.
Oh,
that's right, folks. That's
but,
right.
Yeah.
Divorce, changing of jobs.
Divorce. That's a tough one for some people out there, but that does happen a lot. Also, you know, unfortunately, people passing away and estate sales.
That's right. I mean, a lot, there's no forgiveness. A lot of people think that, oh, well, mom died, we'll just give it back. No, there's no just giving it back. You're going to be saddled with those payments and you know, with the money that's owing. So with the Lease Busters, this is a way for you to get rid of that car and get rid of those payments.
Is that the only way to get out of a lease, or is there other ways?
Well, I'm sure you can go back to the dealership and the dealership can buy your car back, and then you have to pay the difference in the monies that are still owed from your contract to what the vehicle is worth.
So the concept here is you get out for free. If you can make a few
almost
bucks.
Free, almost free. There's nothing free, but
you can light it on fire or have someone steal it.
Yes,
but,
yes, you know. You could, but
but if you're caught, you do save time.
A lot of money. You save a lot of money and you mitigate your losses. And actually, you know, going back to the comment for the estate sales and that, and I try to tell all our clients that call in, especially for something like that, because the dealerships just want that particular lease into somebody else's name from the estate.
Right.
So, and also that people should know in the estate sales and for vehicle leasing, especially, that if someone has passed away, that most of the OEM manufacturers do not charge a transfer fee.
Ah. Well, that's nice of them.
But that's always a contention, because a lot of them charge the transfer fees up front. They're charging fees. So can you double dip? That's always been an issue of that.
Yeah, it has been.
So you actually act as an advisor to this, to make this thing happen.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So, and you were talking about just before in the break and in the green room that you had some examples of some.
We have a couple of great deals right now, and it is from the Humberview Group. One is from Mississauga Kia, actually. Their ID number for finding that vehicle on our website on leasebusters.com is 298977 is the actual ID number for that vehicle, and it is a Kia Stinger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a hot rod.
Yeah.
That's a nice vehicle.
Yeah, it is, actually. I was so impressed with that vehicle, 100%, actually. And the other one, of course, is a big baller's car.
Excuse me?
A baller.
What's that?
That's somebody that's got some cash that, you know, wants to drive something big.
A guy with big...
What were you thinking?
I was thinking kids crying.
I didn't know what baller's there.
Alan. Is that because of the grandkids again?
Is that the grandkids again? Is it an Escalade or something
like that? It is an Escalade, absolutely, in diamond white, no less. It's ID number 299363, and they are both phenomenal deals from the Humberview Group.
Interesting. You ride my Slade, man.
I guess that's, if you be a player, you know, you'd be driving a car like that.
We have a question that just somebody just wrote in for Andy from Lease Busters. Is there a better time... If you have, they have a four-year lease, is there an optimum time to try and get out of your lease?
Any optimum time is any time you want to get out of the lease, you can. And you'll mitigate a lot of your losses, because as your contract is a lot newer, your losses are going to be greater, of course. As you get to the near the end of the term of your lease, let's say 24 months or less or 36 months or less, it's a lot easier to get rid of your lease, and it'll cost you a lot less money to do that.
Andy, towards that, we're having a model change right now. They're trying to remove the 19s and start to introduce the 2020s.
Yes.
Is now a good time to start moving before the 2020s arrive?
To get rid of your lease?
Yeah.
Well, actually, because if you had, let's say, for instance, as an example, if you had a 2019 vehicle that you leased maybe about a year ago and you want to get out of it now, it's a great time to get out of it now, because your lease package is probably a lot better payment-wise than a new 2019 that they're trying to get rid of now.
That's exactly right.
They're not actually, don't even have that many 2019s.
Because I was looking at, we have a 2017, which we got because there was no interest at 2017.
Is that Cadillac again?
Yeah. So, but at 2018, we would have had a 4% interest charge. So we were looking at that for financial. But now it's time to get rid of it. So the answer is 19 or 20. So you're right, 20.
20.
Busting in or getting out of your lease. Full hour is all yours with Andy Kapitakis from Lease Busters and your calls for your car as you get ready for winter. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're talking to the Humberview Group right after this. So stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we are not affiliated with any party that's currently running. There's a reason for that. We don't know where we're going.
Where's the party? Did someone say party?
Election day is Monday, so we'll get some good news now and talk about some good deals for you with Dave Redinger is Andy Kapitakakis from LeaseBusters and Alan Gelman.
He knows how it rolls off his tongue.
And it does. It flows.
We are talking. We are going to talk to somebody from Humberview. Over to you.
All right. This morning, we're going to say hello to Nick Coatsworth. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning, boys. How's it going today?
Good. Nick's been on with us before. And we're going to talk about something really special in your showroom, which is a Yanko Camaro. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So for those who decide that the Hellcat isn't fast enough for the Dodge Demon, we got the only one in Canada. So Chevrolet put out a Yanko Edition Camaro, which is pretty neat. So basically it sits on top of a 2SS Camaro that already has 455 horsepower. You know, they take it away for 3 months and they bring it back and it has over 1,000. So we have that sitting in our showroom right now. It's insane. You know, the first 5 minutes of us starting it up, we actually had two police cruisers.
Wow.
At the dealership trying to figure out who was racing. But it was just the revving of the car. It's just such a monster. It's pretty neat. Yeah, it is the only one in Canada. It's definitely definitely pretty cool. We have it roped off in the showroom for those that may be interested. And it is going to go to one big collector, that's for sure.
So it's a collector item. This is not something somebody would be buying and driving, but buying it and putting away as an investment?
You know what? You can do both, but the chances are you're only going to get to drive it 4 months out of the year here with these Canadian summers and winters. With 1,000 horsepower and rear-wheel drive, I don't know how well it's going to do. You know, a little bit of water outside, and you're going to be spinning tires, but when it's dry, boy, it'll launch. That's for sure.
Nick, on the mechanical side, is it just engine, or do they massage the entire car, suspension, brakes, and whatnot?
Yeah, that's right. They massage the whole car. They definitely prep the engine. They supercharge it. They put a massive intake on it. They tune the suspension. The thing's been the car basically has been reprogrammed on a dyno. So our dyno spec sheets, it's pretty insane. To the wheel, the car has about 1,024 horsepower, which is pretty insane. So, you know, it definitely got some more questions from the police, definitely when they heard that car launch up. But it's fully tuned. It's a pretty neat beast.
Yeah, we're going to get a call probably next week. I bought that car. Can I run it on regular gas?
I think Dave should take this car out to Cayuga.
Cayuga.
You guys willing to take any trades on that vehicle, Nicholas?
You know what? Any trade will do. You know what? It's definitely a different caliber of machine. And it's funny, we've gotten a ton of inquiries. Most of the guys are from the States that are picking over, that are interested in it. Like, there were 25 in total that were released for 2019. And again, this is the only one that sits in Canada, but there's about 24 throughout the States that have been scattered, you know, to certain GM dealers, but certainly a car that that doesn't come around every so often, that's for sure.
Okay, so here's the $50 question. How much is it?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. We have it on sale. It's $199. We have it priced with $7,000 off for $192. How's that for a bargain?
For one, that's actually a good price. That's also with the Camaro. Now, look at the Camaro. The Corvette, mid-engine Corvette, starts at $70. I don't think you will take any more orders. I think that they're sold out.
You know what? For those that have asked and for those that are still curious, so pretty much every single GM dealer has sold out of that, in the sense of we have so many orders, so much allocation we'll get. We have gotten such a great response. There's so many deposits, a lot of excited customers. At this point, GM is, we're unsure how many they're going to give to their little brother in Canada, right? You know, we're going to get whatever. I'm sure they don't sell in the States, but there's been such a huge response. It's going to be an absolute animal when it comes in as well. And for the price point too, it'll definitely put some other cars to shame. That's for sure.
So for today, if anybody wants to drop by and take a look at it, where are you located?
So we're located at 3000 Woodchester Drive in the Aaron Mills Auto Mall. With all the big dealerships, we're the big one at the end. You know, right now, too, there's some awesome promos. GM has Canada-wide clearance. You can get up to $17,000 off an Escalade, which is pretty neat.
Sell!
That's the baller's car.
Okay.
The baller's car.
That's right, Nick. Applewood Chevrolet Cadillac.
Thanks for your call, buddy. Have a great weekend. We hope the cops don't come back too often today.
Thanks, gentlemen. You take care. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Nick. As always, you've done a bang-up job.
Al's looking up bowlers right now on Google.
No, I was having a vision of my ex-bowling team when we went to Detroit, and we kicked everybody's butt.
This is Dave's Corner Garage, butts and bowlers, yeah. And we'll be back right after this. Welcome back, Dave's Corner Garage. The lines are wide open right to the top of the hour, and Andy Kapitakakis is in from Lease Busters. And just as a point to the program Abuse Hurts, for people who are looking to get rid of their clunkers over the weekend or any time during the week, all the money goes to help people who are desperately in need of shelters and getting back on their feet. So the number to call for Abuse Hurts is this one, 1-855-234-5677. It's 1-855-234-5677. Over to the man in the red shirt. Was that from Walmart?
We were talking about Yanco.
Yes.
Yanco?
Pfaff Motors has a little vehicle they want to sell. It's for $4,600,000. It's a 2019 Pagani Huayra. This is a roadster, hand-built car. They only build, I think, something like six or seven of these things, and they're sold mostly in Europe, but they have one. They were using it on the show circuit. So if you have $4.6 million and you don't want to buy a house,
they take debit.
They will take your money.
Well, $192 is sounding pretty good, as a matter of fact.
Not bad, right? Not bad, right?
That's a deal.
So which would draw the better crowd, right? This one or that one? Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got a call coming in. The gentleman wants to talk about a 2002 Dodge Caravan, and when he fills it up, it don't.
What's going on, Sharia?
You're on. Oh. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
Turn your radio down, ma'am. Turn your radio down.
Radio is off.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a 2002 Dodge Caravan, and when I try to fill gas in it, it appears that the gas tank is full, even though I'm squeezing the trigger. It shuts off in my hand.
Okay, it could be a couple of different things. I mean, you have to find out if the neck is free, like the actual filler neck, because you know it's actually a tube that runs down into the gas tank.
And he said he's disconnected something, he's done something, but it's still doing that. It's like the fumes are indicating that the gas tank is full, but it's not.
Is your check engine light on, by the way, when you're driving the car?
No.
It's not, okay. Because you could have an issue with the purge valve, which is a device down in the gas tank, which allows it to burp, so to speak, when it gets too much pressure inside.
Right.
So have them check the purge valve to see if it's working. Have them check the neck to make sure there's nothing obstructing it.
Yeah.
You know, it could be that somebody threw something down there. Well, I found a chocolate donut once in a guy's gas tank.
What?
And we weren't sure it was a donut because it looked rather random. You know? But apparently we were told it was a donut.
You know, some of these filler necks are actually coated in plastic. And when the plastic is there, it holds water. And the metal underneath is actually disintegrated. First off, the easiest job would be remove the filler neck assembly and fully inspect it because it actually breathes through the filler neck.
Sorry, filler neck?
Filler neck, yes. Especially for a car that's of your age. I mean, it's 15 years old. It's an antique already.
Yes, and you know what? It's only got like 117,000 kilometers.
Okay, but the rest of the body is still 15 years old.
Exactly.
And I've seen many, many times where the filler neck itself is the culprit.
The other possibility, too, is that the gas tank has collapsed. I mean, so should it look underneath to see that it's not, okay?
It isn't. He's put it up on the hoist, and I've looked at it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I cannot figure this one out.
Yeah. And like I say, to have him remove the filler neck assembly, it's not hard. It's just three bolts and a clamp, and away it goes.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, dear. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Good luck with that. That's important stuff.
Back to Andy Kapitakakis from Lease Busters.
You know, I just had only one thing. I'm not a mechanic, and I'm surrounded by mechanics.
Well, you want a donut, or what?
And I didn't want to. Oh, I kind of do want a donut.
Yeah,
I kind of do want a donut. And however, is it sometimes the placement of how you put the nozzle into the gas tank, and maybe that's why it keeps
because you're allowing
off
air to get in, but in reality, you're supposed to actually shove it right down so no hydrocarbons can escape.
No, Andy's right, because that was something we didn't ask her. Sometimes it's the gas station or the gas pump itself. That's also a possibility.
Yep.
We spent awful long time looking at someone's gas tank for the same situation as hers. And as it happened in the end, when we finally, you know, asked the customer so many times, yeah, I always go to the same place and they got the cheapest in town, you know, and he was using the same pump. I said, do me a favor, try a different pump and then call me. And that's exactly what it was. Good point, Andy.
Do you ever try and get a Seinfeld perfect pump?
A who?
A Seinfeld perfect pump.
I don't know what that is. Sorry.
I think Andy does. Go ahead. Tell him.
No, no, that's okay. Is that another New York thing?
It no, must be it's a not. He had a show one time, an episode that has nothing to do with cars, about getting right to $30 or $40.
Oh,
that is right.
Not $40.01. And he won a box of cereal from the other guys. Okay, that was exciting. Back to you, Dave.
Well, I heard one in Las Vegas.
Oh, of course you did.
If you hit 111 or 666 or 555, the gas was free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had his own little Las Vegas thing going there.
I thought ballers had something to do with this.
Oh, you're into this. Ballers all right, so, and donuts and this scary.
Perfect pumps.
Andy, I'm looking at a 2019 Honda CR-V with a payment of $300 and something. For a brand new car, which has got 3,000 kilometers on it. So that's a dealer demo?
It is. That is correct. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of the dealers on our dealer program for leasebusters.com utilize this to showcase a lot of the leases that are
out there.
Absolutely. To clients, and it's available to clients. And sometimes, and a lot of the times, clients don't know that these deals exist, actually. Mm-hmm. So they showcase them on leasebusters.com.
It's interesting how it's, the concept works. You also can get through, you're connected with Car Cost Canada, so you can also get quotes and stuff like that through those guys.
You could.
Yeah.
You could if you wanted to.
Any deals you want to talk about?
There's always lots of deals.
Okay.
Like I said, I think I did a little bit of research, and when Nicholas was on for talking to us about the Yanko Camaro,
mm-hmm.
I believe that Yanko Camaro, the color, because it was driving me insane, I didn't know the color, it's orange, but they call it, back in the day, Orange Crush.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that's
what
the color?
A great marketing from back in the day. I mean, they had great marketing back
in the day. Well, Chrysler used to have Grab Me Purple, and they used to have all these crazy
Grabber
names.
Orange was, I think, the GOAT GTO back in the day.
Yeah. Car business is a crazy
That was
business.
A great, great pop, Orange Crush. Hot summer day. Get that in a perfect
Rocky pop. Rocky Rye and Red Pop.
You know, one of the other things we haven't talked about as far as LeaseBusters go is for people who, for example, you know, are thinking about a car but aren't sure if they would like a car like that. So they're able to go on the site and find that Porsche 911 that only has 2 years left or a year left of their the lease. And it's a way for them to find out if that's something that they could like to live with or not, eh?
That is correct. And a lot of the times that's what people will do. And most of our clients, when I talk to them, especially when they want advice and so on, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Dave, about a 2019 or 2020. And the beauty of someone taking over someone's lease for a 2019 that's in a fresh lease, let's just say.
Yes.
A new client or prospective client saves thousands of dollars
mm-hmm.
by taking over that person's lease that it's existing.
You're not paying PDI and freight and shipping and
all the admin fees. Yeah, your security deposits. You're not paying. And a lot of the times in the vehicles that you mentioned, the premium brands, they're saving $4,000, $5,000, $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you see people that don't want to be in the long-term lease. Like my job is I'm a contract worker. So I've only got a year on a contract. So I'll take a 16-month lease or 20.
Well, it's funny you say that about the short-term leases. That is exactly correct. And I find that a lot of our dealers that are extremely helpful to clients will put them in 24-month leases
mm-hmm.
right from the beginning. Like this Kia Stinger we talked about mm-hmm. earlier in the show, ID number 298977, is a 24-month lease. So you get to drive it for mm-hmm. 24 months, see if you really like the
mileage
car.
Mileage restrictions?
There's always mileage restrictions,
yes.
But I mean, they can cater to you however you want to do that.
Right. And now after 24 months, you really like the thing, you can re-sign and move it on and keep it.
Yes. Especially, you know, certain people that have Cadillac XT5s that only have about 30,000 kilometers on them, you know, don't need a lot of mileage.
Dave's sleeping. He doesn't realize you're talking about him.
That's okay. He does.
No, I was just waving at the operator.
But you know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. There is mileage restrictions. But a lot of the time, some of the people just want to drive their vehicles. And we're finding that most of the vehicles that are coming into LeaseBusters don't have a lot of kilometers on them. And still dealers, some of the dealers, are putting into clients into 80,000 kilometer leases when they really only need about maybe 18,000 kilometers a
now,
year.
Some of these leases that you're offering have money involved. You know, I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you $1,500.
I mean, an incentive.
Yeah, to take over my lease.
I'll take that, Dave.
Right?
If you're
so
giving me
we're
money.
Doing that because we want to reduce the overall payment?
That is correct. You want to make it a little bit more appealing to a new client taking over your lease to make things go smoother and faster. a lot of the times, because it cuts down your time frame that you have your vehicle online if you give somebody some money to take over your existing lease.
Especially if you're in dire straits, you know, you've lost a job and you've got a lease payment coming up at the end of the month. You want to get out of it pretty quick.
No, let's quickly go to the phones before we run out of the segment.
But, sure, what do you got?
Ladies asking, or as Cameron is asking, will we be out of the Venza? You know, they used to produce that Venza, looks the SUV model from Toyota.
Let's hear from Cameron.
Will that come back?
Cameron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your question?
I already asked.
I just wondered if there's any truth to the rumor. I phoned my dealership the other day, and he told me that the Toyota Venza was going to be reborn again next year and come out in the market again. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't per se heard about that. The Venza, actually, we had a couple in the fleet ourselves at Lease Busters, and was actually a great vehicle. It did everything well. However, it didn't sell great in the public. So after a few years in production, they did away with it. I can probably see that maybe we'll come back, and maybe as a different version, maybe as a hybrid version.
That would be a good idea, because, you know, that was one of the complaints about the car. As great and reliable as it was a gas guzzler.
Yeah, correct.
So it was based on Camry. It was a Camry chassis with a heavy body on it.
Well, and then so if they put a hybrid in it, then that'll fix the economy right away, their gas mileage.
And that's another question. Go ahead, Cameron.
This is a fantastic car.
Yeah.
This is an unbelievable, fantastic car.
My buddy has one, and he drives it to Florida, but it's getting aged now. I think it's 6 years old already. It's like it's getting long in the tooth, and long in the tooth in the middle of nowhere in Georgia is not really good.
Get along, little doggy. You want to fill that car up?
Yeah, Cameron, I can't. Do you have one personally?
I'm driving one now as we speak, and it is the best car I have ever owned.
Now, what year do you have?
I have a 2015.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, was 2012 the first year in production of that vehicle?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Yeah, yeah, if memory serves me correct, yeah. And they just didn't sell well, and I think, was 2017 the last year of production?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron,
yeah.
What kind of car did you own before this one?
I had a Hyundai.
Pony?
No, Hyundai.
He got you there, Cameron.
Cameron was going on how much better this car was than his last car. So, Cameron, thanks for calling in, man. We enjoyed the call.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye, Cameron.
Coming up next, speaking of vintage cars, this weekend is the collector car auction out at the International Center in Mr. Mississauga. And we're going to talk to Terry Lobson, who's looking at some old cars that are just classics. That's coming up next.
How old are they, Steve?
Well, they have ballers, and they have perfect fits, and they have donuts going the wrong way.
How low are they hanging? Gotta go.
Okay, that's your cue to say, take us out, Baldy.
We're gone.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And now we're going to go out to a really nice neighborhood with old cars and sometimes older people. Dave Reniger, this is Terry Lobson. How are you, Terry?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Terry, quite a day yesterday.
Rogers. Yes. Yeah, we got a lot of cars coming up for sale today. Today's kind of the big day. We got some of the big money cars coming, and we've got a few more tomorrow. And last night was good, and sales are strong. Still much of a bull market, I guess you could say. And despite what's going on under the big top down, I mean, the White House in the States and our election coming up too. So even with uncertainty in the market, I think people are still, looking at cars as an investment, something tangible they can have fun with.
How much effect is it because the American dollar is so strong? Is it in our Canadian market? I do notice we have some high dollar cars, but the majority of them are gobbled up by a big American dollars.
Yeah, well, it's a little easier to bring a car into the States than it is to take one back for some reason from Canada. So we don't we have a few collectors come up. Sometimes what they're interested in, not only the exchange on the money is of interest, but we have a lot of Canadian built cars too that sometimes attract them because they were built fewer numbers. So Canadian only built cars more of an interest sometimes than their American counterparts.
So you kind of adjust the day so that it climaxes around the 6 or 7 hour mark, sort of right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's also, too, I mean, in the States, especially down in the southern, you know, states and the auctions, you know, there's a lot more of an affluent community, more, I guess, people with affluence, bigger market, obviously. So you see a higher dollar on the TV auctions compared to Canada. But Canada's more of a conservative market.
Mm-hmm.
There it's more of a, I don't want to say a Las Vegas kind of, you know.
Ballers, as Alan was saying.
I was thinking liberals as opposed to conservatives.
Now, you have the other thing that we were talking about was today we have a whole collection of unreserved vehicles going through.
Yeah, quite a few at no reserve. So they're going to sell for whatever the last bid is. So we have six cars from a Manitoba collector and some other ones as well. And then tomorrow is another big collection, Brian Sinclair, who has had quite a few cars, and they're going to go tomorrow. So there's a lot of interest in... not only that, which is a lot of fun, and everybody wants to know what things are going for, and everybody's keeping an eye on, you know, the market, and it's not like a commodity, so everything's one of a kind, really. But there are some trends. You see a lot more interest as the baby boomers. We're still holding the reins, kind of today's market, where the millennials coming up are waiting in the wings, and they're going to dictate the next generation of what's hot and what's not. So
will that become like Japanese? Like
yeah, exactly. So there's, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s cars, like, you know, the Datsun Z series, the 240Z, anything special, anything turbo, like the MR2, Toyota, the Subaru, the WRX, we have one of those. Even something like the Pontiac Solstice, the Saturn Sky, the Buick Roadmaster wagon is you know, there's the M Series BMW, the Pontiac, the G8, which was the Holden built Corvette powered, even the Fieros, the last ones they did, the V6,
the ones that didn't catch fire, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. The soup, the tires.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's why they call it a Fiero. It was quite fun.
When the new ones come out, the reissues, like the Ford Broncos, they're supposed to be building a new Bronco. So the old original Broncos are going to be coming up. The Toyota Supras, and even some of the newer stuff, like the Shelby GTs and the Camaro and the Cuda. And
we've got to run, but I was going
to say. Tyler, I have a quick question. Sorry, Dave.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Are the Rancheros and the El Caminos, are you getting any of them running through the show this weekend?
Not exactly.
I think there's a Camaro.
I don't think there is one, but you never know. Some of the cars came in on Friday, too. So.
Okay.
But those are of interest, too.
You can check them online, eh? What's the website there, Terry?
CCP Auctions, all the information about the event, and all the cars are listed and in run order, too, so you can see what's going on today.
And entry fees? How much does it cost to get in as a looker, buyer?
It's $20 for a pass for the day and $35 for the weekend.
Good deal.
And you get a senior's discount, free parking, bidder's card, all that's included
Dave.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much, and we'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Have a great show.
We've got questions to get to till the top of the hour with Andy Kapitakakis from Lease Busters. And we're going to take a call from Ray in Etobicoke. So hang on. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Always an important part of this segment of the show, without any donuts or balders, is in a Yankee jacket, of course, that you can see on Facebook. That
I'm getting hungry for donuts and pie.
Yeah. Is our recalls. Dave, you got a bunch of them today.
Yeah, I've got a really weird one. I was researching it the other day. A company called Vitro Automotives. If you've had a rear window replaced within at least the last 10 years and it's shattered, it's under recall. And I've never even heard of this. So it's DOT number 287. If you ever had any rear window work done on anything American and some imports, contact your installer. If it had shattered or something, it's not compliance with what's going on at the DOT. And the other one I had was for F-150 Super Series trucks may cause a rear axle failure. So if you get one of those, 4,000 plus vehicles are affected. But this is for the, I believe, the 350 series. And make sure that you have that checked out. And let's go right to the phones before we run out of time.
We're going
to
go to Etobicoke. Ray's there, and he's got a problem with his headlights. Ray, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I have a 1999 Ford 150, and I've lost the running lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. Like, I got to drive, to turn my headlights on.
Well, what you, did have you, has someone checked to see that you have both your high and your low beams working?
No, my mechanic retired a while back, so I'm pretty much fishing on my own here.
Because okay. It could be that your high beams are out, because you see your daylight running lights operate your high beams at a lower voltage, okay?
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
8 volts.
So that's the easiest thing to do is just check and see. Like, just turn your headlights on and have someone, you know, flash them back and forth, the high and low, and see if it works. Because if it doesn't, then that's your problem.
Yeah,
if that's not
your problem, then it's the module.
Oh, okay. What's a module?
Expensive.
Okay. Module, there's fashion shows.
Module?
Yeah.
Also, the relay switch. The relay. And you got to be careful of the relay switch. I had a Ford myself, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, the relay switch caught on fire.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. And that I caught it in time because I went home inside and just looked outside the window and looked at the truck. And the truck lights were flickering, and I thought I left them on for some reason. So I went back out, and I could smell something burning. So I popped the hood, and it was the relay switch.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but check the lights first. That's the easiest.
So, Ray, just stick around, because Andy's going to give out his home phone number and address, so he can come by, and he'll work. He'll check it out right there.
Ballers only, though.
I don't have to send it for cars for kids, you know what I'm saying? I need it.
Does the headlights turn yellow on yours, like they cloud out?
I have no idea. I don't stand in front of it.
Well, check that out, too, because sometimes that affects it, you know, whatever light you get out of it. So there's ways of cleaning that up, which includes polishing or lacquering or whatever.
And, Ray, if you're really nice, Andy may sign his World Series Yankee jacket and maybe give it to you.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Yankee fan.
Okay, we're going to run.
Not a lot of us are. Don't worry.
We got one more call we can take, and it's from Mary. And Mary's asking, she has a 97 Escort. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Yay. We may run out of time, so please rush.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, okay. I turned 88. I've had the Ford Escort for 15 years.
Wow.
It's a 97. If I did have the money to buy a car at my age, what would be the best, least expensive, without all the bells and whistles?
Actually, anything Asian, I would imagine. You know, like, you can buy a car for $10,000 to $11,000.
A which?
You can buy a new car for $10,000 to $11,000.
Which model comes in that cheap?
There's a couple models that come to mind right away. One is the Nissan Micra.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably buy that for, I believe, $10,999, no air conditioning, and 6-speed manual transmission.
Yes. And there's also every, like, Rio for Kia, and there's all kinds of inexpensive stuff out there. So, there's a big market for that.
Or you just lease it for 24 months.
You could, actually.
Don't even buy it, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Andy, better from Lease Busters. Right. Thanks for coming down. How do people find out more about Lease Busters?
LeaseBusters.com. You can call our 1-800 number, 888-357-2678.
And I'm not supposed to say this, but pay attention to our website, as we have a new contest coming in November. Big one. Get ready for winter. We can't tell you anymore.
And if you're looking for a hot model, go out to the airport.
All righty.
Look for a baller.
Keep the shiny side up.
With a Yankee jacket.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.